All right, on this Monday morning, you hear the term mindfulness used a lot more these days when it comes to changing your behavior, whether it's how you deal with other people and yourself emotionally, how you have your relationship with food or substances. And it can be used in relationships. Our next guest is the co-founder of the Center for Courageous Living in Beverly Hills, California, senior faculty member of the Accelerated Experiential Dynamic Psychotherapy Institute. His book is called Loving Like You Mean It, Use the Power of Emotional Mindfulness to Transform Relationships. Dr. Ronald Frederick on the line with us right now. Dr. Frederick, good morning.
Good morning. So nice to be here.
I appreciate you joining us this morning. What do you mean by emotional mindfulness?
Well, that's a good question. Many of us are not actually aware of all the kinds of emotional reactions that we have throughout our day in our lives. And what we don't realize is that we're very impacted by our emotional experience. We used to think that our thoughts made us have feelings, but we now understand that we're wired to feel. Anyway, so if we're not listening to this wired-in process, we're basically the liability is that we'll be controlled by it. So mindfulness or emotional mindfulness is really about attuning to what's going on inside of us so we can work better with this instrument that we have, our bodies, our minds, our brains, and use it to our benefit.
And we talk about how your brain is wired. We used to think that that was just it. There wasn't anything you could do to change it. But we're learning that you really can change your brain chemistry with mindfulness, with the right thoughts, the right reactions, right?
That is such a good point. Yeah, we used to think that, you know, you had a certain amount of brain cells and they just died off. But now we really understand that the brain is changing all the time. And the brain changes through experience. That's how our brain gets wired early on when we're really, really young. We come into the world and our brain is like a lump of clay. And it's through our interactions with our caregivers, with our parents, that we start to learn all this stuff and all the neural circuitry in our brain gets wired in. That's all happening through experience, and it's happening through emotional experience, which is so key. And so what we know is that the brain changes through experience. Now, in order to change and to wire it for the better, we have to have experiences outside of our normal way of doing things. And, you know, that can be difficult for us because it means stretching. It means confronting fear, the different fears that we have around our feelings and in relationships and how we share ourselves. But that's the way that it changes. So if we can, with intention, stretch and have new experiences, we're not only benefiting ourselves and our relationships, we're setting up new neural pathways in our brain that can support us.
And it's fascinating. So you take this cutting-edge neuroscience information and you apply it in what looks like a four-step approach.
Exactly.
To use this emotional mindfulness in relationships. Can you just kind of explain how that works a little bit?
Yeah, well, the four-step approach is really about building the skills of mindfulness, and we start off with recognize and name. So like I said to you, a lot of us are not aware of what's going on inside of us. And we need to be in order to be able to do anything about it. So we start with recognizing and naming when we've gotten triggered, when we've gotten triggered in a relationship and our old wiring kicks in. If we recognize what's happening, we then can do something about it. The second step is stop, drop, and stay. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
But it's really about stopping and dropping inside of ourselves and being with whatever emotional experience is coming up. So instead of reacting to it immediately in some behavioral way, we're stopping, getting in tune with what's going on inside of us and making sense of it. And that's what the third step is, which is pause and reflect. So we pause and we reflect on what's happening for us, and we listen to the feelings that are coming up for us, and the wisdom that comes with our feelings. And then the fourth step is to use all that information in a mindful way with our partners. And the fourth step is called mindfully relate. You see, what happens is when we're triggered, when our old wiring gets ignited inside of us, we go from stimulus to response, you know, within a nanosecond. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do with emotional mindfulness is stretch that space between stimulus and response. How many times in relationship do we do things, then we walk away, or a little while later when we've calmed down, we think, oh my God, why did I have the reaction? Or why did I do that again? I keep telling myself I'm not going to like respond to my partner, my spouse, or whoever it is. That's what we're trying to do. That's where freedom lies. It's in that space, and you can stretch that space by bringing mindfulness to your experience.
It's fascinating stuff. This isn't just theoretical. This works. You've seen it applied, haven't you?
No, it's not just theoretical. And in fact, my first book, Living Like You Mean It, which is also about emotional mindfulness, was actually submitted to research out of the University of Stockholm, where people read the book and practiced the exercises in the book and their lives. And we saw that it actually was an effective treatment for depression, anxiety, and social anxiety. Mm. And that's just through reading the book and practicing the exercises. But that's, you know, that's my material. But mindfulness, we're now, there's lots of research that's coming out that's telling us about the benefits of mindfulness. So it's all supported. And that's an important thing to me. I'm a clinical psychologist. I want to write about things that actually, I want to help people, but we want to know that they really help people. And that's what we're finding.
The book is called Loving Like You Mean It. Use the Power of Emotional Mindfulness to Transform Your Relationships. Dr. Ronald Frederick, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Take
Have a
care.
Great day.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.